The trial, prosecution. If a person is charged, we can, if you wish, tell you the date of the trial and where it will be held. If a person is convicted, we can, if you wish, tell you the date and place of the sentencing or any appeal. Special arrangements. If we identify any concerns, special arrangements can be made to make sure that you feel as comfortable as possible during the court case. These could include allowing you to enter and exit a court building through a route not open to the public, excluding the public from the court, giving evidence through a live television link or behind a screen. We will advise you about your personal security or how to protect your property. Court expenses. If you have been asked to be a witness in court, you can reclaim your expenses. If a case in which you are involved goes to court, An Garda Síochána pays certain witness expenses. This is the cost to you of coming to the court to give evidence. These expenses may include the cost of travelling, meals, accommodation in some cases. The Garda Superintendent, District Officer, in the area where the case is being prosecuted will pay your expenses. The contact details for each Garda station are available on www.garda.ie. The Garda dealing with your case can arrange to have your expenses paid. They may ask you for receipts for your expenses. In some cases, you may be able to get paid expenses before the case so that you can travel to court. Legal aid. In certain circumstances, as a victim of a sexual offence or domestic abuse, you may be entitled to free legal aid. This allows you to have someone represent you in court. You may also be entitled to free legal advice if you have been, for example, a victim of human trafficking. For further information, see the Legal Aid Board website at www.legalaidboard.ie. Prison Liaison Service. If a person is in custody and has been convicted of committing a crime against you, you may ask the Irish Prison Service for information about significant developments in their sentence. You can do this if you have registered to receive such information. For more details on how to register, see www.irishprisons.ie. Compensation. Compensation from Tribunal. The Criminal Injuries Compensation Tribunal considers applications from people who suffer a personal injury or death as a result of a crime of violence. The tribunal may award compensation based on any out-of-pocket expenses, including loss of earnings, experienced by the victim, provided you can show receipts or other evidence. The incident in which the injury was caused must have been reported to the Gardaí without delay. There is a 3-month time limit for making a claim, but this can be extended in exceptional circumstances. If the victim has died as a result of the incident, the tribunal may award compensation to the dependents of the victim. Compensation from offender. Separately to the Criminal Injuries Compensation Scheme, victims of a violent crime could be awarded compensation by court order. A court may order an offender to pay compensation to a victim as part of a criminal case. However, in cases where there is a court case ongoing and the victim has also applied for compensation under the scheme, the Criminal Injuries Compensation Tribunal typically waits for the outcome of the case before making a decision on the application. This is because, under the terms of the scheme, double compensation is not allowed for the same incident that is the subject of the application. You can get more information from Criminal Injuries Compensation Scheme, Department of Justice, Bishop's Square, Redmond's Hill, Dublin 2, D02-TD99, phone +353 01 479 0290, email criminalinjuries@justice.ie.